Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is February the 25th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 13 to 15. As recipients of God's grace, be more generous. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 and 8 and verse number 11 like this. The words of Moses: "If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land." God's grace to the Israelites in freeing them from Egyptian slavery was a model for all Israelites to follow in relation to the poor among them. In the above passage, Moses is instructing the Israelites to remember their former poverty and servitude to the Egyptians. Be thankful to God for the riches that they have received from God's bounty and use his gifts to assist the poor among them. This teaches us an important lesson. Since we have experienced the grace of God in abundance, we should be more generous than others. We should not harden our hearts nor shut our hands when dealing with poor people. We should not harbor an evil thought that may include hesitation or refusal to help, nor should we have a grudging spirit. Justice and righteousness must always be combined with compassion. In this connection, the Jewish people have been deservedly well known for caring for their own throughout history. Paul says the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 that Moses says in verse number 10, God loves a cheerful giver. This verse is not only a command but a promise, for God is no man's debtor. As we read in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25 like this, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. The blessings of God should thus motivate us to be a blessing and a help to other less fortunate people among us. Moses mentions the blessing of God many times in this chapter that we read in verses 4, 6, 10, 14, and 18. God has opened his hand generously to us, and we should open our hands widely to others. He blesses us so that we might be a blessing. Not only must we have generous hands, but we should cultivate glad hearts as we share. The greatest gift of all is the gift of ourselves, because we love one another. First, we must give ourselves to the Lord and then to one another in loving service. As we read in Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, the words of Apostle Paul, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ."